We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. Certainly a tough loss for your team on Saturday, at 35-25 setback to Richmond. As you've gone back and looked at the film, just give me your opinion on what happened.
Well, they made all the big plays in the game. They made all the real momentum plays in the game. It gave them a lot of energy, a lot of passion. They got off to a really good start. First play of the game, they threw a glance off a RPO for, it was about 67 yards. And so right off the bat, they had some momentum. Got them down in the red zone. They ran Joe Mancuso three times. He got in for the touchdown. So they got off to a fast start. And it's probably the best formula for winning on the road. And then we cut, back in and scored and made it 14-7. And then they responded with a 100-yard kickoff return for touchdown, made it 21-7. So those two really big plays in the game. And then we scored again to cut the lead, and then they ran a kickoff back 88 yards for a touchdown. So you had the 67-yard glance and the two kickoff returns for touchdown. And then we cut it to 28-25 in the third quarter, and it might have been the only moment in the game where it kind of felt like we had the momentum and really had an opportunity then to finish off the third quarter and go into the fourth quarter and find a way to win it. But they connected on a 63-yard shot, wheel out of the backfield to take the lead, and that was the final score. No points were scored in the fourth quarter. So, Russ, they did a great job. They came up here. They did the things they had to do to get out of here with a win. They did the things early in the game that they had to do to create momentum, confidence, and then being able to win on the road. So I really think in a nutshell, that's kind of what it was. Just the biggest plays of the game kind of all belonged to them on Saturday, and they were able to secure victory because of it.
How, as a coach, and I guess with your guys, how deflating are those big plays? You obviously made a nice run, as you touched on, coming out of the locker room to get it back within three, but then, have that big pass, like you said. How tough is it as a team and a coaching staff to overcome those type of plays?
Well, it was tough on Saturday. I really felt that every time that we kind of got back in it, and we played a really solid game offensively, I felt. We ran the ball well. We kind of controlled the ball well. I think our ground game was good. Will Knight had another really good game, averaged over 7 yards a carry, 100-plus yards rushing. I thought Pat managed the game offensively well. We didn't turn the ball over. So a lot of those things that you think would give you that kind of, hope to be able to get on top, those quick answers kind of made it all that much more challenging. So you'd make a little run. You'd start to feel like you got an opportunity to take a lead, and then a quick strike. Or return the kick and just snatch all that momentum right back. So it was really tough for that reason, I thought, on Saturday. And again, to their credit, not discrediting anything that they were able to do, but that kind of made the game a little bit more challenging than it needed to be for us.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
Yes, you do have a question from Edward Lee with Baltimore Sun.
If I could ask you to look ahead to Saturday game against Towson, do you get a sense how important this game is for Jared Ambrose?
I'm a little more interested in how important this game is for Danny Rocco, and that would be my answer to that question.
Can I ask you, has Jared mentioned, talking about this upcoming game, again, playing, sort of matching wits against his brother?
Well, certainly. I apologize. I thought he said Rob instead of Jared. I apologize.
Oh, that's all right.
I would have answered the question differently. I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, I think it's one of the great experiences that you have as a coach. I mean, you know, this is a family, the Ambrose family, that is lifelong coaches. Dad's a coach. You know, Jared worked for Rob for over a decade and was a big part of their successes, you know, there at Towson. These guys are connected at the hip, you know, and they communicate year round, and they share family time together. And I had Jared kind of offer the scouting report here Sunday night, just to give him a chance to kind of get in front of the team and talk about some of their personnel and some of the things that they do and the things they like to do well. And these are just unbelievable experiences for us as coaches. You know, when I look back over my career, and you know, I can remember when I was at Texas, we played Penn State in the Fiesta Bowl. My dad was on staff at Penn State. You know, you're like, oh my gosh, I mean, who would ever thought you'd have a chance to do that, you know? And I was at Richmond and played against UVA, and the starting quarterback was Michael Rocco, my nephew, you know. And, you know, you have opportunities and experiences like this that are just extraordinary. And I actually brought Jared in here Sunday, and I just said, hey, Jared, listen, it's going to be a very unique experience for you, and there's going to be a lot of different feelings and emotions. And I just encourage you to you know, embrace the process, stick to the program, stick to the process. We have a very regimented schedule, the way we go about our business every day, you know, what's due at a certain time during each day, you know, follow the schedule, follow the timeline, you know, don't get off track, and just kind of embrace the weekly process. And then in the moment, enjoy the moment when you get there. So, and again, I apologize for my original comment. I didn't recognize you asked about Jared, and I do think this is a very unique opportunity for him. And
that's all right. My last question is, how have you seen Jared put his imprint on the offense?
Well, the thing that Jared's been able to do is he's been able to have good insight into doing things that he has done before, along with things that we have done here before. And he's got a pretty good mix of being able to, you know, run the ball with power and authority under center, but also be in the gun, spread it out, and throw the ball. It's really one of the biggest reasons that I made the decision to hire Jared, having played Towson for whatever the timeline had been, and my experiences at Liberty or at Richmond. You know, offensively, they were able to use their talent and find ways to move the ball. And here of late with Flacco, they're playing, you know, a pretty specific style of play. But before that, they were different. You know, they'd line up in bigger personnel groupings when they had Terrence West, and they ran more downhill, and they were under center more. And so this ability to have a balanced perspective and alternate ways to be able to move the ball, I think, is a big part of what he can do and what he's comfortable doing. And I think every year you got to look at your roster. You got to see who you have every week to week, and make decisions on how to play the game based on what you have on your roster.
Danny, just before I let you go, as you start to study Towson, what are some of the challenges that they present both offensively and defensively for your team?
Well, I think I mentioned Flacco once already, so I don't have to revisit that for the people on our call here. I mean, does some extraordinary things with the ball, and he does some extraordinary things with his legs, and they have a really good skill set surrounding him. And, you know, the O-line, which was probably supposed to be the, you know, lesser or the Achilles heel, I think is playing really well and playing really physical. They got great size in their offensive line and talent at tight end. Defensively, they're fast. I mean, that's kind of the one thing you see when you turn on the film. Schematically, they're different, and to be quite frank, I'm probably not as far down the road here with their defense as I will be later in the week, but they are different schematically than what they've been in the past. So
But they are bringing pressure. They are using that speed. And those are some of the things that I think really jump out at you when you watch the tape.
All right, Danny. Thanks, as always, for your time here this morning. And look forward to talking again next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.